Great to be with you, Mr. President.
President Biden virtually meeting with Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Monday afternoon. The conversation comes the same day President Biden's Homeland Security Secretary said the entire immigration system was, quote, gutted by the Trump administration.
Quite frankly, are working around the clock to replace the cruelty of the past administration with an orderly, humane, and safe immigration process.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas saying part of the overhaul includes possibly letting families who were separated at the border reunite and stay in the United States.
And if, in fact, they seek to reunite here in the United States, we will explore lawful pathways for them to remain in the United States.
Illegal border crossings are up along the U.S.-Mexico border. We saw it for ourselves in Mexico last week. This woman with a baby was trying to cross. We saw smugglers with homemade ladders hiding from Border Patrol agents. And this smuggler even showed us how he spies on the Border Patrol through these openings in his wall and sneaks around 30 migrants across the border each month. Some asylum seekers are also now legally allowed to enter under new Biden policies while they wait for their day in immigration court. Today, the Biden administration said three ports of entry are allowing the asylum seekers who pre-register inside the U.S. Even some Democrats, like Texas Representative Henry Cuellar, are concerned.
I got border mayors who are saying, whoa, hold it. Our hospitals are full. We're not getting enough vaccines right now. So you're releasing undocumented people at our bus stations, at our centers, without even checking them for COVID-19.
This shelter in Juarez is especially for migrants with COVID-19. Most here are from Central American countries like El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, and say they will recover from COVID before crossing into the U.S.
What was the journey like to get here from El Salvador?
It has been very difficult. We have had a hard time getting all the way here. We have been through ugly stuff, but thank God we are here now.
At the CPAC convention yesterday, former President Trump called out President Biden's new immigration policies.
Perhaps worst of all, Joe Biden's decision to cancel border security has single-handedly launched a youth migrant crisis that is enriching child smugglers.
And you heard former President Trump say that these Biden policies increase smuggling. But it was interesting, when we were in Mexico last week, we actually heard the opposite from smugglers, many of them saying less of the migrants are hiring them because many of these migrants now feel that they can cross the border on their own illegally under these new Biden policies. Live in Miami, Brian Enten, News Nation.